In many cities, women tend to follow unwritten rules. Don't walk down this poorly lit street at night, or avoid this train on rowdy Saturday nights. The fear of violence can really restrict how women move around. One way to tackle that is to make sure the city itself is designed with equality in mind. Collective Point Six is a group of architects, urban planners, and sociologists in Barcelona, Spain. They're trying to make public spaces more friendly for women. Sara Ortiz is an urban planner for the organization.
Women are socialized since they are very young to have fear when we move alone at night. We need social changes to change that, right? But at the same time, if we do some changes through urban planning and through architecture that can improve the perception of safety, it's something that substantially changes their quality of life.
Her organization has been working with local authorities to improve lighting around the city, remove trash cans and overgrown plants, and even change building codes to reduce the number of dark corners and entrances where potential attackers can hide. Recently, Collective Point Six conducted a study of women who work night shifts in Barcelona to come up with ways to help them get home safely.
We made recommendations to the Barcelona Metropolitan Authority to implement one program to request a bus stop between two official bus stops at night. It means that you can shorten the path from the bus stop to your home.
Ortiz says the response to that new project has been positive. Recently, the city of Barcelona approved a bylaw that requires all urban planning projects to take gender into account.
I think this is progress because now there is a framework, a legal framework, that supports the implementation of this perspective in urban planning and architectural projects. But now we have also the task to raise awareness among urban planners and also capacity building to be able to implement this perspective.
Sara Ortiz, an urban planner for Collective Point Six in Barcelona. She was telling us about efforts to make that city safer for women.